Tuesday, August 18th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome back to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. You're with Pastor Patrick, and it is good that we gather together each and every day so that we can be encouraged, we can be strengthened, we can be reminded that we serve the King of Kings and that we have His Holy Spirit with us each and every day. Praise God for that. As we were yesterday looking into the Gospel of Luke chapter 18, verse 22, so we will be this morning looking at the Gospel of Luke chapter 18, except this time verse 23. I will read this entire section of Scripture again just so that the context is there and so that we start with a fresh understanding of what is going on and what Jesus is talking about in this portion of the written word. Open your Bible with me again to Luke chapter 18. I'll read from verse 18. Follow along. This is what the Word of God teaches. And a ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All of these I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, "How difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God." Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "Have you ever been expressionless with sorrow?" And this is what he wrote. The rich young ruler went away expressionless with sorrow. He had not a word to say. He had no doubts as to what Jesus said, no debate as to what it meant, and it produced in him a sorrow that had not any words. Have you ever been there? Has God's word come to you about something you are very rich in, maybe temperament, personal affinity, relationships of heart and mind? Then you have often been expressionless with sorrow. The Lord will not go after you. He will not plead. But every time he meets you on that point, he will simply repeat, "If you mean what you say, those are the conditions." Sell all that thou hast is what the scripture reads. Undress yourself morally before God of everything that might be a possession until you are a mere conscious human being. And then give God that. That is where the battle is fought, in the domain of the will before God. Are you more devoted to your idea of what Jesus wants than to himself? If so, you are likely to hear one of his hard sayings that will produce sorrow in you. What Jesus says is hard. It is only easy when it is heard by those who have his disposition. Beware of allowing anything to soften a hard word of Jesus Christ's. I can be so rich in poverty, so rich in the consciousness that I am nobody, that I shall never be a disciple of Jesus. And I can be so rich in the consciousness that I am a somebody, that I shall never be a disciple. Am I willing to be destitute of the sense that I am destitute? This is where discouragement comes in. Discouragement is disenchanted self-love, and self-love may be love of my devotion to Jesus. Were you encouraged this morning? Are you challenged by the devotion this morning? I hope you can answer yes to both of those questions. Tomorrow, We're going to look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. I hope you'll join again. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.